Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting some good economic news. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. U.S. President Barack Obama traveled to New Orleans Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. The city is approaching the anniversary of the storm. Mr. Obama spoke about the city's recovery and its potential for future growth, but he criticized government's response to the disaster.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama. Ukraine accused Russian-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations Thursday, a day after representatives of the two sides agreed to try to halt ceasefire violations by September 1st. Ukrainian forces reported separatists in eastern Ukraine violated the ceasefire 54 times on Thursday. Meanwhile, the two sides carried out a prisoner exchange. Officials say 12 rebel prisoners were exchanged for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say an Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops. They say two senior commanders and an undisclosed number of other people were killed in the incident. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for the Burglanden police.
They first thought it was an accident. It had an accident, and they checked the car, and they found there was no driver inside it. And they found blood dropping out of the car, and they checked a smell of dead bodies.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna Thursday to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. An Arizona man has been charged with supporting Islamic State by helping a New York college student get terrorist training in Syria. Ahmed Mohammed El-Gamal was indicted Thursday for providing material support to the terrorist group. Prosecutors say Gamal helped a 24-year-old college student in New York City travel to Syria for military training. The indictment said the student left New York for Turkey in January. The United States and the United Nations are urging Congo to abide by its election calendar and the two-year limit for presidents, for presidents. The new U.S. Special Envoy to Africa's Great Lakes region spoke to the media in the DRC capital, and Nick Long has a report.
Visiting Kinshasa on Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador Thomas Perriello told reporters he had productive meetings, including an important introductory conversation with President Kabila.
We were able to have a very constructive exchange about issues including armed groups and refugees in the East, timely and peaceful elections, as well as the situation in Burundi and the issue of adoptions.
Asked what the U.S. could do to encourage respect for the constitutional two-term limit, Perriello said U.S. President Barack Obama has spoken of his personal deep belief in constitutionalism and rule of law. Nick Long, GOMA.
Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vassiliki Tanou was sworn in Thursday as the caretaker head of government. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. French police Thursday dismantled one of the country's biggest and oldest Roma camps north of Paris, promising to find shelter for all of the evacuees. As many as 300 men, women, and children were ordered to pack up and move out. The evacuation was peaceful. A court ordered the camp in Seine-Saint-Denis closed and destroyed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.